Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. A new report says two high-income earners leave Illinois for every one that moves into the state. According to the data compiled by the Cato Institute, Illinois is the worst at keeping affluent people. The Cato report, titled Interstate Migration of High Earners and Retirees, uses Internal Revenue Service data. Florida was on top. For every high earner who leaves the Sunshine State, nearly three move in. The report shows Illinois is also near the bottom of the states for retention of people 65 and over. A separate analysis shows the lost income from all Illinois out-migration at about $10 billion in recent years. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has issued an emergency order that lifts summer fuel requirements in Illinois and three other Midwest states. It comes as the area faces a gas shortage following a power outage at a suburban Chicago refinery. The order will allow the sale of certain blends of fuels to help increase gas availability. The ExxonMobil refinery near Joliet lost power after a tornado hit nearby. Gas prices in the Chicago area have shot up to their highest level since 2022. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.